AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky says negotiators are wrestling with territorial issues in U.S.-led talks to end Russia's war in his country. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
We believe this document should be approved by the United States Congress. This would mean real, solid, legally binding security guarantees for our country.
Zelensky revealed details of the talks before heading into an urgent meeting with European allies who back his efforts to reach fair terms in any settlement.
We are ready to work with President Trump in any format.
But here in Washington,
it's, you know, a little bit complicated because you're cutting up land in a certain way. It's not the easiest thing. It's sort of like a complex real estate deal times a thousand, right? But it's a deal that would have stopped the killing of thousands of lives.
The U.S. could send a representative to more talks this weekend if it sees a real chance of signing a peace deal.
We don't want to waste a lot of time. We think it's negative. We want it to get settled.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration is expanding its crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, by ordering national parks to remove items from their gift shops that it deems objectionable. Measles outbreaks are growing along the Utah-Arizona border and in South Carolina. In 2 months, 111 people have fallen ill. Fire officials in Hayward, California, near San Francisco, say a gas explosion obliterated a home and started a major fire. 6 people were taken to hospitals. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage edged higher this week, though it remains relatively near its low point so far this year. The uptick brings the average long-term mortgage rate to 6.22% from 6.19% last week. This is AP News. The Trump administration is linking the seizure of an oil tanker off Venezuela to U.S. anti-drug efforts.
Venezuela calls the seizure of an oil tanker off its coast this week by U.S. forces blatant theft and an act of international piracy. But Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem told the House panel the purpose was
to ensure that we're pushing back on a regime that is systematically covering and flooding our country with deadly drugs and killing our next generation of Americans.
At the White House, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt added,
we're not going to stand by and watch sanctioned vessels sail the seas with black market oil.
Their claims that this is about going after drugs or holding people accountable for the drugs is just a bunch of nonsense. It's a cover story.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democrat from Maryland.
The real goal here is clearly regime change in Venezuela and accomplishing regime change by force.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.